This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. Welcome to Book Hype episode 62. It's a little bit of a last minute show. We've had some disasters today. I'm Marima. I have Karen joining me. And luckily we have the lovely Kristen joining us because Jen has been having some problems with snow and internet and electricity and all of those things that are important for life. So welcome everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Kristen.
Oh, no problem. What else? I mean, what else do I do on Sundays? It's podcasting right, and TV day. That's what you do.
How has everyone been? I feel like it's been a while since I've done one of these.
I'm glad it's not snowing where I live. I don't live that far from Jen, and so far it's just been really windy. That's it.
With snow, like, it's snowed a little bit around us occasionally, like, the last couple of days, but nothing in where I live, so I'm like crossing my fingers we can hold out for another couple months.
Oh, I'm waiting for the snow. I'm praying for the snow for this week anyway.
Yeah.
Not in Toledo, but in New York. Anyway, amazingly, this is not a podcast about weather, so let's talk about some books that we've been reading. Karen, why don't you start?
Okay, I've actually done a lot of reading since the last time I was on. So first up was this book called El Sirian by Ben Hale, and I listened to the audiobook from Audible, actually, and it was one of those books that I got for like a two-for-one deal. I don't remember the other book I bought, but this was one of the ones on the list that you could pick from, and I was like, well, this sounds kind of interesting. I'll give it a try. And even though it started off kind of slow, it got really good. It's about elves and dwarves and humans, and it's like a high fantasy type of thing, and, you know, it's... The premise isn't anything like crazy different, but it was written really, really well, and the narrator was fantastic. And the way that they left off the book, I immediately bought the second one. So there's a couple in this series, so I'm sure I'll keep reading them and update you guys on how I like this series as a whole. And then after that, I read Shotgun Gravy by Chuck Wendig. I've talked about Chuck Wendig in the past before. He's a really fantastic blogger and writer, and he's written a whole bunch of different types of books. This is one of the ones that I feel like is best suited for his voice because he's sort of the type of person that has no filter, and every other word out of his mouth is a swear word, and he's really funny and has really, really unique ways of describing things. And this book is about a girl who has this reputation because she shot the private parts off of her mother's boyfriend when he tried to feel her up. And so now she's kind of like this tough girl at school, and people come to her for help when they're getting bullied and stuff. So it definitely raises some moral questions on how much you should get revenge on bullies, but it's really interesting, and it's a novella, so it was pretty short to read. And then I read The Secret Diary of Lizzie Bennet by Bernie Sue, or I listened to it on audiobook because I had to get some more Lizzie Bennet in my life, and it was really good, perfect companion piece to the web series, and filled in some of the holes that, because of how the web series were set up, you couldn't know those things, whereas this is her diary and she puts everything down in the diary. She doesn't have to worry about, well, you know, should my audience be listening to this or not? And so you kind of got a more complete picture, and it was just really good. And she's fantastic at the voices. Her Charlotte is really good. And then I read Shiver by Maggie Stiefvater, and that was a book I got a long time ago for free on iBooks and just downloaded it on a whim. And it is really, really good. It's about werewolves, and it's just really well written and a really good romance story if you're into that sort of thing, with a supernatural twist, which I like. And that's it.
You have been so busy.
I know. I've been reading like in and out just whenever I can pick it up, and it helps that I had Shiver on my phone, so like I just take a few minutes here and there to read a few pages and was able to get through it. And of course, audiobooks, when I'm in the car, I can read them. So yeah, fit a lot in this last few weeks.
See, Book Hype is not just telling you great books to read, we also give you great time management skills of how to read more.
This is
They're so
true.
helpful all the time. Yeah. Kristen, what about you?
Well, in addition to rereading slash listening, because I got the audiobooks, to all of Stephanie Perkins' books again, because it had been too long since I had read Anna, and I was like, I really, really want to read it. So I listened to all of those this week again, and I still love them. But I also read Cora Carmack's new one, All Broke Down, which is the second book in the Rusk University series. And I loved it. Like, the first book was kind of fun. I've been in like a romance kick lately, so that's kind of where my brain's been. And the first one's really fun, and it's kind of about the quarterback and the coach's daughter, and it's really cute. But the second one is about a character that you meet in the first one, and he's kind of a jerk. Like, he's not in the first book, you would not think he would be the subject of the second one. He's not redeemed at all in the first book. So it was really kind of nice to get a no another perspective and to kind of see the whole thing from another character's point of view. Really loved that one. And I also read Rowdy from Jay Cronover's Marked Men series, which is I've read all of the other boys' books in that series so far, and I've liked them all. So Rowdy was just the next in the long line, and I think we have one more left with his, which is Asa. But Rowdy's was really cute, and I really liked that. So yeah, that's pretty much me. I've just been rereading and enjoying myself.
So wait, so you listen to the audiobooks of the Stephanie Perkins?
Yes.
That's so funny, because I had never thought of someone like, I mean, I am a big rereader. This is a big conversation we have on Book Hype all the time, because many of the other hosts on Book Hype are not rereaders, and I just think that's so weird. It's like, why would you listen to your favorite song one time and then be like, no, I'm never going to listen to the song again? So I reread all the time, but I had never thought about it in terms of audiobooks, which is a much
Oh,
bigger commitment. So they take a lot longer.
I'm a big rereader. Like I pick up my favorite books and reread them all the time. The audiobooks are a big help for me because, as I've said before, I'm sure I spend 8 hours a day just typing at my work at my job, so I can listen to things while I type. So I have a spare 8 hours a day to just listen. So audiobooks are really great because I can get through a decent length one in like 1 or 2 work days. So that's why I was like, I can get through the Stephanie Perkins books this week. Like, I can listen to all three of them. So yeah, but I think I listened to Anna twice this week. I love that book a lot more than I did the first time. Like, she's really, really fun as a reread, and I enjoyed it.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to talk about some books that I have read. Thank you for your contributions, team. I have read a lot of autobiographies this week. I don't know if I mentioned on the last episode that I was reviewing biographies. So that's the thing that I have been doing. So I've I think I mentioned last time that I was reading more Fool Me by Stephen Fry, which I'm not going to give you like a big review of all of these because you know what? You can go and read the review that's going to be out like when this episode comes out. So I'm just plugging my own articles at this point. It's getting really sad. But I would say more Fool Me, thumbs down. Well, I'll just give you a general response. I read Choose Your Own Autobiography by Neil Patrick Harris, which was hilarious and everyone should read it. Big thumbs up. Yes, Please by Amy Poehler. Huge thumbs up, like the thumbs up of a monster that has like 25 hands. That's how many thumbs up for this book. But I'm a huge Amy Poehler fan, so I think that has something to do with it. What else I read? I read Not That Kind of Girl by Lena Dunham, which I did really like. I didn't like it as much as Amy Poehler's, and they're kind of similar. And to find out how, read my articles coming out this week. Yeah, so that's good. It just wasn't as good as Amy Poehler, so as Lena, but you're getting there. And what else did I read? I read Ed Sheeran has released this visual companion with an artist friend of his. If you are an Ed Sheeran fan, you would have noticed on his two albums, he has this really beautiful artwork done for them. And this guy who did all the artwork for them is actually like one of his really good friends from when he was a kid. So they did a book together, which combines Ed Sheeran's life so far at the incredibly old age of 23 with lots of beautiful artworks. So that was like an interesting take on the celeb memoir. And to round it out, I also read Who We Are by One Direction, which, yeah, I'm not really the target demographic of this book. So I'm sure if you're a One Direction fan, it would be great. But like, I don't know anything about One Direction. I had to look up what the fans call themselves. I was like, 1Ders? Like, I don't know. If you want to know what that is, no, I'll tell you. It's Directioners. And I resisted the urge to make a directionless joke in my review. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh, no.
I'm going to applaud you for that.
Pretty proud of myself for that self-control. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was just like super bland. It was, you know, and what you would expect from the biggest boy band in the world writing their biography, autobiography. It's not going to be like revealing any juicy details. It's just, here's our story and please buy our books. And they wrote an autobiography last year as well. I think I said, like, what has happened significantly that they need to update this from last year? Nothing has happened, but wow. It's Christmas. And so they demand merchandise.
I really want to get Natalie's opinion on that, because Natalie is a huge One Direction fan and I'd really like to know what she thinks.
Oh, well, I mean, the thing is, like, I know nothing about One Direction. I had to make sure that I was like, was it X Factor that they won or was it a different reality show? I had to look that up. So I don't dislike them. I'm just like entirely indifferent to them. So I think that's all the autobiographies that I read. And then I also read The Sleeper and the Spindle by Neil Gaiman, which is kind of a children's book, but not really. It's not a picture book. It's an illustrated book, but it has like long text in it. It's not, you know, a few words on the page. Really, really beautiful. It's a kind of mashup version, his version of Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. And there's a review of that going up this week too, so that's exciting. But yeah, that was Neil Gaiman just makes everything better, I think. His writing is so beautiful. So I would definitely recommend that to like everyone. That's a cool Christmas gift, actually, I think. Like that's a for someone you know who's a bookworm, that's a cool present, even if they're marketing it at children, because I think children should not get all the fun. So yeah. That's what I've been reading. Lots and lots of things. So before we jump into book buys, we just want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. And for our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you the chance to try out their service. And one audiobook to consider might be one of the Stephanie Perkins books. Which Kristen has been re-listening to lately. So, Kristen, why don't you give us a little review? Which is your favorite of the three? Do they have the same reader?
They don't. Each one has a different reader, and it works because it fits the different girls' personalities better. My favorite is Anna, which was not my favorite book when I read them. So, but I really, really enjoy the girl that narrates Anna's book, and it just sets the whole thing up really well.
Very cool. All right. So you can try Anna, or maybe you should listen to all three and then you can tell Kristen why she's wrong about her opinion, which is the thing that people on the internet like to do. We will leave that. We'll leave that with you. But for a free audiobook of your choice, like Anna and the French Kiss by Stephanie Perkins, or one of the other many titles that you can find on Audible, you can go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. That's audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. And we thank Audible for their support of the show. So, Karen, why don't you tell us what our Book Bites is for today?
Okay, well, I was thinking that since superhero movies are so big right now, and Marvel just announced the million of movies they're going to be coming out with over the next, like, 5 years or so, we should talk about comic books, if we read them, which ones are our favorites, which ones we want to read. And I'll kick it off by just saying that I don't really read comic books, but I want to start getting into them just because I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe so much. I've read a couple of Iron Man comics because he's my favorite superhero, and one of the authors, whose name is Matt Fraction, Danya, our friend Danya, is a really big fan of him, and he wrote one of the ones that I picked up, so I wanted to just check that out, and it was really good. Obviously very different from reading just a regular book, and the art is really beautiful. They made a couple Robert Downey Jr. jokes in there, which I really appreciated, so that was cool. And yeah, I would really like to, I think, read some Hawkeye comics and probably some Avengers comics, just because Danya and our other friend Natalie really like Hawkeye, and he's got some pretty good storylines, I guess, and his newest run is one of the best I've heard. Also Deadpool, because Deadpool seems like the best comic book character ever, because there's no fourth wall with him. So I think I'd like to get into that.
Cool. Kristen, what about you? Are you a comic book fan?
Not as far as reading goes. Like, I've read a couple of graphic novels. I've read Watchmen, and I really enjoyed them as I read them. I picked up a couple of trades a while back at a convention, and I have every intention of reading them. They're both Green Arrow. I think I tend to fall more on the DC side of things. While I love Marvel, and I will not choose between the two, I've always been a Batman, Superman, Green Arrow kind of girl. So I definitely want to get more involved. I know they've got the new 52 series for basically all of the DC characters. They just started that not too long ago, and so I kind of want to dive in and get into the newer world that they're working in now, and then hopefully work my way back. But yeah, I haven't really read a whole lot of comic books, but I'm a huge, like, superhero and comic book movie fan, and TV. I watch all of them, so but yeah, so I'd really like to get more involved in it. I just haven't before.
I forgot that we picked up our comic books at the same time. You got your Green Arrow the same time I got my Iron Man ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I still haven't touched them because life is crazy.
I'm a bit of a comic book fan. I mean, I guess I'm a graphic novel fan. And my favorites would probably be V for Vendetta and Watchmen. So just pretty standard stuff, which are both excellent. I'm also a really big fan of this like classic comics series that they have, where they adapt like classic literature into graphic novels and comic books, which are really, really cool. They did Jane Austen. I've got all of them. And they've done like a lot of Shakespeare, and they're really nice because they're all illustrated by different people. So they're all in really different styles, which is fun. And, you know, if you're not like a big, maybe you don't think you're a big comic book fan, or it's hard to like get into one of the big comic book universes, that can be a cool way to read some comics, because you already know the story. And it's like a little self-contained story, which is a fun thing. In terms of like the bigger universes, yeah, I'm more of a Marvel person. I'm a pretty big Captain America fan. As with probably everyone on the planet, I sort of got into that with the films, because I wanted to understand what was going on there. Also a big Spider-Man fan, especially of the Ultimate Spider-Man, which is Miles Morales, who's super awesome. Captain Marvel, I am very big fan of. Who else? Oh, Black Widow, of course. I've kind of been trying to pick up more of those comics, and Donya has been trying to talk me into Hawkeye, so we'll get there eventually. Because that's vaguely connected. In terms of DC, not so much. I read a few of the Batman comics when the Nolan trilogy came out, but honestly, I could not tell you what series they were from because I do not know enough about DC, unfortunately. But I have been starting to get more into the Wonder Woman comics as well because Wonder Woman is awesome and Diana is super cool. So, yeah, I'm like an equal opportunity comic book person. I really like graphic novels and or comic books or like, I mean, whatever. I don't know what we call them these days. Like, some people get super annoyed when you call things graphic novels or comics, but I mean, they're basically the same thing. Someone's gonna get mad at me about that, but whatever. Anyway, so there you go. That was something different for Book Bites. Let us know on Twitter at BookHype. Do you read comics? Do you have any cool suggestions? And we will tweet them out so other people can appreciate them with you or disagree with you as it would be on the internet. Okay, let's jump into our show. We're just doing a general news show because we haven't done one of those for a while. Big news, first thing, as it should be the first on the list in everyone's brain, in everyone's life, as it is in mine, Mockingjay, you guys, it is so close. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm counting down to it, but like, I'm pretty sure it's 18 days away and I might hyperventilate slightly as we discuss this. There has been so much Mockingjay stuff coming out. We had the final Mockingjay trailer. We have all these Mockingjay TV spots. We had the soundtrack that I don't think we've talked about. Oh my goodness. We have had the clips. We've had like all these great stills. Oh, you guys, just someone tell me that they're as excited about Mockingjay as I am.
I'm definitely excited. I'm kind of disappointed that you and I are not going to be in the same place to be able to watch it together because you're going to be here visiting, but
unfortunately not.
It's going to be like the week before it comes out that I get to see you.
Yeah, but we're going to watch Big Hero 6, so.
That's true. I'm really excited.
Hey, there's a comic book for you.
Yeah.
did you watch the trailer? The final trailer?
I did, yeah. It was really intense.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's probably the trailer that I saw today before Nightcrawler. So I'm hoping that's the last one, the final one. It was really good. It was pretty on the big screen.
And what about the newest TV spot where Peter is talking to Panem and to Katniss? Did you watch that one? That's a heartbreaker. That's a tearjerker. I didn't actually cry, but I don't have a soul, so.
Yeah, that one, that was really intense just because, like, I don't know. It's so scary, and I read that, I think Jennifer Lawrence said, where they cut off the movie is going to make a lot of people angry. So I'm really scared to go in and watch it and just want the rest of it. And we have to wait a year.
Well, that's a good question. Where do you think it's split?
I always think the part when Peeta finally comes back to Katniss and like he tries to kill her, that's always been in my mind where they would split it.
Yeah, same with me. I know a lot of people have said, like, that would be too obvious. But then, I mean, isn't it obvious because it makes the most sense narratively and also it's kind of in the middle?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've read Mockingjay. I really should reread it at some point here. Maybe I'll wait till after the movie. But, yeah, I feel like that's probably pretty close to the middle. And it balances what you have going on, you know, between the two movies. Like, if they wait too much further after that, it's the last movie's not going to have as much material to work with. So I feel like it's got to be somewhere around there.
I mean, I have seen like an argument, which does make sense to me, which is that The Mockingjay films, or the Hunger Games films, have been done so well that maybe they would want to stay away from doing that, like, kind of obvious giant cliffhanger. But then, if you think about it, both the other films kind of ended on a cliffhanger. So, like, the books end on cliffhangers. That's kind of how they roll. So, like, narratively, it would sort of make sense for them to end it there. But then, at the same time, I could see them ending it. I mean, we know that Peter definitely gets back because we have scenes of him in the hospital there. So it could be, you know, it could end slightly after that, although I don't think I've seen any, like, evidence that it goes past that, because I don't remember seeing any scenes past that. But, you know, there are some new things in there, so who knows. To try and have, like, a more complete narrative for part one, although, you know, make it clear that obviously the big bad is still out there, and then kind of restart that for part two, which is another way that they could go. But yeah, I mean, hands around throat, cut to black is kind of makes the most sense to me anyway. But we'll soon find out, and I'm so excited, mainly for Mockingjay. Like, I'm like 80% excited because Mockingjay and like 20% excited because Natalie Dormer. So
that sounds about right.
I think people, yeah, I think so. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be some more Mockingjay stuff to come, like little bits for the next couple of weeks. They have been killing it with this promotional stuff. Like, that publicity team will never be out of work again for the rest of their lives. They have just been so on top of it. Speaking of booked film adaptations, Insurgent, that's coming soon. And we got some posters this week. Have you guys checked these out?
Yeah.
Chris has short hair. That's a big deal, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. So aside from the short hair, which I actually don't mind, but the posters are super cool. I love how they're like 3D and interactive. And I think that's another marketing team that's doing a really good job.
Yeah, no, for sure. I love the, I've seen the, like, the ones in motion, but I love just the still ones and how, like, everyone's like breaking apart. Like, it's so cool. I just think it's really neat visually.
Which is your favorite of the posters? Not the 3D ones. They're, I mean, they're cool, but like the others are just like the normal standard versions of those 3D. So what's your fave?
I think I actually do really like Triss.
I really like Caleb's. And maybe that's because I love Ansel, but I really like the way Caleb looks in his. Like, it gives you a little something more to think about than just he's her brother.
He's so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically like, I don't have any skills, so I'm just going to stand here calmly, look over my shoulder like a bit of a creep.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's his name? Miles Teller. When he did that interview being like, Divergent was terrible and like, I only did it for the money.
Yeah.
So every time I see him now, I'm just like, oh, jerk. Like, I mean, obviously, like, people know that people do films like this because they pay a lot, but like, you're not meant to say it in the interviews.
I am really like excited Paul's about best. Seeing Uriah.
Yeah, me too. That's a good inclusion, and I like that he got his own poster. He looks good.
Yeah, I missed him. I want to say
he's Australian. Just because he is Australian.
Double awesome.
Sorry, Kristen. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. Like, I just really missed him in the first movie, and I'm happy to see him. I mean, he gets his own poster, so he's clearly going to be a big enough part of the second movie that he, you know, merits his own poster, so that makes me really happy.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, they just realize that fans were getting mad about it, so they were like, yeah, fine, he's on a poster, I'll leave us alone. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure he's going to be a big part.
True.
I like Four's best, that's just because I like looking at Theo James.
Fair enough.
I felt like because Jen wasn't here, I should objectify him for her. So that's done. You can check that off the list. In a good way, guys, because we admire his talent and acting. He's a very skilled actor. Okay, moving on from adaptations, there's going to be a lot more of that coming. We've got Mockingjay coming out. We've got The Hobbit coming out. Then Insurgent is coming out. It's a jam-packed summer. We will keep you updated on all of those things. But for now, we turn to the past and we think about the time in our lives when we were so excited, when every little detail of the world of Harry Potter was being revealed to us by J.K. Rowling. And we ask ourselves, why is it that we were so excited then and now Pottermore exists, we literally do not care? That's what I ask myself all the time. We had some new Pottermore information this week. The Order of the Phoenix updated, you know, Pottermore section is being released. The main focus, I guess, has been on Umbridge. Have you guys checked this out? This, like, Umbridge info?
No. Does that make me a bad person?
All right. Okay. No.
I hadn't either, so...
All right, let me give you a rundown. Umbridge is a half-blood. That is the first big secret.
Oh.
Yeah, so actually that makes a lot of sense to me because it's like the lady doth protest too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We get it. You're big into purebloods. It's like the Voldemort syndrome. Umbridge never married, probably surprising no one because she is crazy. Apparently the reason that she didn't marry though was because she was holding out for a rich slash powerful slash important ministry sugar daddy. Not sugar daddy, but you know what I'm saying. She wanted one of those VIPs. And so, you know, she couldn't get that. So she was like, well, that's, I'll be my own power. I am woman, etc. Umbridge went on trial after the end of Voldemort's Reign of Terror, after the end of the book, which I think comforts us all slightly. But the reason that she went on trial, one of the reasons, she's convicted for torture, imprisonment, and also the deaths of several people, because apparently when she was shipping off all these muggles to Azkaban, some of them died there. So that's pretty sad. So if there was anyone out there who was still on the fence about Umbridge, this might have changed your mind.
Oh, my God.
And,
like, how could you be on the fence?
One of those people who, like, threw their... I'm kidding, mainly. I mean,
I know.
Were you one of those people who, like, threw their book across the room when they started reading Order of the Phoenix? Like, I know so many people like that who were just like, no, she's too unpleasant. I can't deal with this.
It's so funny because whenever talk about the books, I always say, yeah, Voldemort is like the big bad, but I actually hate Umbridge more because she is a human. Like, she is still very human and she's just this terrible person. Whereas I feel like Voldemort is actually evil and almost not human. And so it's just, it makes sense for me that Voldemort is as bad as he is, but like Umbridge, not so much. And so I always hated her more.
I totally agree.
I was ready to throw my Order of the Phoenix book across the room, but I was ready to do it because Harry was being a whiny brat and I was really mad at him. but I hate Umbridge. I think I'm with you, Karen. I think I hate her more than Voldemort. So knowing that she went on trial and like got her comeuppance makes me very happy. Like now I kind of want to jump on Pottermore if I even remember my password and find out exactly what happened, like read this whole thing, because yeah, I hate Umbridge.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. It's because like you feel like Umbridge should know better, and in her weird like sickly sweet way, like it's creepier than Voldemort's just like total craziness. Because you're like, this is a guy who actually does not have a nose because he is, like, that much not a human. So, in a way, can you blame him? Like, he's not quite there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, Umbridge, you just think, like, oh, when that, you know, in those scenes where she's, like, doing detention with Harry, I think that's the angriest I've ever been, like, reading the Harry Potter books. And you're just like, Harry, like, what are you doing? So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that, you know, she got what's coming to her. Also, this is somewhat less assuring, is Umbridge was based on a real person, guys. So that makes me concerned for the world at large.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I had been hearing little things about this, and it freaked me out. I was like, if anyone like this existed in my world, oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, hey, guess what? So J.K. Rowling agrees with us. She said that Umbridge's desire to be in control was just as reprehensible as Lord Voldemort's unvarnished espousal of evil. So, you know,
bam,
rolling.
Vindication.
What else? Yeah, exactly. What else happened? Pottermore news. I mean, it's just like these things that I don't really care about. New information on Azkaban, like auras have replaced dementors. I mean, I would hope so, because the dementors kind of didn't work. Complete list of ministers of magic, and some thoughts on Trelawney from J.K. Rowling. So,
oh, that's interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe, but like, is it interesting enough for you to find your Pottermore login and go and find out the information? I don't think so.
No, and that's the thing that actually really upsets me, because I'm super interested in all this. I still love Harry Potter as much as I did when I first read it, and yet for some reason, for some unknown reason, I don't really care about Pottermore. And even though all this new information is on there, like, I'd much rather just go to Hypebol and read the newest thing, which I haven't even done yet, so that tells you where my priorities lie, but...
Yes, because I have been looking at it absolutely before I needed to for this episode.
Yeah, and, like, some of the information on Pottermore, like, finding it is just as hard as, like, finding your password. Like, getting to the information you want and figuring out how it's, like, structured is weird. So it drives me crazy. So, yeah, I kind of wait until it's summarized somewhere else and then I read that. So either Hypebol or wherever I can find it, I'll wait until somebody else tells me what they read. It's just easier that way.
Me too. And yeah, that's totally what I was saying. Like, I mean, we used to get so excited when she said stuff like this in interviews. And I'm not saying that like this information isn't exciting, but something about Pottermore, man, like, what is it that is so off-putting? Is it the fact that you have the world's worst username and password? Like, I don't know, but that wasn't a good start. And then it just hasn't been a great experience for Pottermore. Which is a sad thing, because, like, I don't know, do you guys remember when that came out and everyone was going crazy trying to get a username and there was only so many and there were these stupid owls all over the internet and it was like this big thing?
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah, right? And we were like, more Potter, more Potter! And then they're like, Pottermore. And we were like, oh, it's less exciting, but all right. and then, yeah, I don't know. I think that's right. If they should have a text-only version of Pottermore where they just tell you all the new stuff in one place. That's really all I want. But they know that that's all I want, which is why they don't do that, because otherwise I definitely wouldn't go to Pottermore. Now I just probably won't go to Pottermore. No, I definitely wouldn't. I don't know what my username was. Okay, that's it for Harry Potter. We'll stop ragging on Pottermore now. I know some people are big fans, but, like, I think it's just disappointing because, yeah, like you said, I don't know why it is, but it's just not exciting when it's on Pottermore. And that is really upsetting because, like, I spent a large portion of my life being excited about Harry Potter. So the fact that I can no longer feel that, apparently.
Yeah.
Although I get excited about Fantastic Beasts stuff, so I don't know. I think it's just Pottermore. All right, let's move on. Finally, this week in big franchise book news, we have the synopsis for Percy Jackson's Greek Heroes. Karen, why don't you tell us about this? Because it is probably the world's longest synopsis that I have ever seen in my life.
It is. So I think I'm going to paraphrase.
That is an excellent idea.
Okay, good. Yeah, so Percy Jackson's Greek Heroes is the companion book to Percy Jackson's Greek Gods, which came out earlier this year. I think it was in August. So instead of being a book about the Greek gods, it's going to be a book about the Greek heroes set up in the same way. It's going to have illustrations by John Rocco again. It's going to be a coffee table size book. It basically takes the mythology and doesn't change anything. It's not the mythology necessarily that's in the Percy Jackson books, the way that he tweaks them and makes it more modernized. These are the actual stories, but they're just told from Percy Jackson's point of view, which makes it really funny and silly. So if you like the books, you're going to like these. And yeah, it's going to be coming out August 18th, 2015. So it's still really far away, but that just so happens to be Percy Jackson's birthday. and we'll get this beautiful book, which I totally plan on getting because I have the first one and it's gorgeous. So I definitely think that if you're a fan of Percy Jackson, you should pick up these books. They're cool.
So
yeah, Greek Gods is going on my Christmas list.
All right, put it on your Secret Santa.
there you go.
Correct me if I'm getting this wrong. So basically, it is like telling the stories of the Greek heroes, but in your typical funny Percy Jackson kind of way. But the stories are actually the real stories. Like, he doesn't change the stories, right?
Right, exactly.
So you would end up learning all of the stories of the Greek heroes and also laughing at Percy Jackson because he's a funny guy.
Yeah, he designed the books so that if you were to take a classics test, you would get an A+ on it because all the actual information is in there. It's just told from Percy's point of view.
Well, see, I mean, that's a pretty good idea, I have to say.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be buying this, but maybe I should because, like, I did classics, so I could proofread it for him. I could, like, check it out and see because I'm sure no one has done that yet. This is cool. This is a fun kind of companion. Is this, do you know if he's planning more of these? Like, because there's one before this.
Right. I haven't heard anything else yet. Don't know if he's going to do the same thing with Egyptian mythology. I did ask him that when I interviewed him back when the first one came out. And he's like, right now, I'm not even thinking about that, just focusing on the Greek stuff. So who knows? It could be in the future.
And the next book from him is the Magnus Chase.
Yes, The Sword of Summer.
Is that right? The next, like, series?
Yep.
And when is that coming out?
That's coming out in October 2015.
Okay, so there's lots for Rick Riordan fans to be looking forward to, despite the Olympus series having ended thus far. Good times. Karen will keep you updated on all of the above. That's kind of it for this week. I mean, there's not like a lot of news to talk about. We could go back a little further, I guess. What else has been happening? Oh, you know what's been happening is there have been some photos and like some behind the scenes things from the Paper Towns film. Have you guys been following that?
Oh, yeah. I still need to read that book.
Yeah, I've seen a little. Yeah, me too.
Wait, you haven't read it?
No.
Wait, neither of you read it?
True.
Wait. I am the least big John Green fan of the three of us. Why have I read it? This makes no
because
sense.
Because you read everything.
That's true. I do read everything. I just can't stop. You know what I was thinking the other day? Like, I kind of don't even care if this is a good movie, as long as the soundtrack is as good as the Fault in Our Stars one, because I listen to that all the time. That is such a good soundtrack. I'm serious. I don't know. I think it looks cool. I can't really ask your opinions on casting, I guess, because you haven't read it. Yeah, it's all about the oral experience. All right. Well, I can't ask you about casting, which I was going to, because, like, neither of you have read it. So that's bad. I would say I think the casting is pretty good. There was a bit of drama, a bit of a problem, perhaps, with the Margot casting. People thought she was a little too... what's the word, skinny, I believe. But, you know, the Fault in Our Stars casting was so on point. So I feel like I would give Paper Towns the benefit of the doubt because when you watch Fault in Our Stars, like, is there a single person in that cast who you think, they didn't do a very good job? No. Even if you did like the movie, everyone in that cast killed it. So I'm sure Paper Towns will be just the same. But we will, you know.
Nat Wolff is... doing the lead in Paper Towns, right?
Correct.
Who played
Isaac.
Isaac, yeah. I love him.
Correct.
And he was great in Fault in Our Stars. So if he's leading it, even if I haven't read the book, which I intend to read the book, I will definitely be seeing the movie. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you should read the book. I'd be interested in your opinion on it.
It's in that big list of things that I'm... you know, really,
same.
Really want to read that just keeps getting longer and longer every day of my life.
Approximately how many books are on your list of books to read?
Well, when I started the list, it started at 87. It's probably up to at least 100 now. And I've been taking books off the list too.
Are you joking? 100 books? Wait, I literally understand. Like, you just write a book down every time someone says, like, you should read this. You just write it on your list?
Yeah. Like, when someone I think has good taste, or someone who has read books that I really like too, says, I really liked this, you should read it, I'll write it down somewhere, and then I add it to my list when I get to it. And yeah, it's probably at least 100 books long.
Have my suggestions ever made it on the list?
Oh, yes. Back when I started the list, I went through the Book Hype archives and kind of looked at your posts and pulled books off of there that some of you guys recommended. So, yeah.
Woohoo!
That's where the Goldfinch came from, which I still haven't finished, by the way.
Well, it is like 780 pages long.
Yeah, I'm like, I think 10 chapters away from the end now, and it's killing me because I rented it from the library. I had to take it back, but I'm aching to get it back so I can finish it. But yeah, that's where
like
I came
you
from.
You should finish that before I come and visit you.
I can probably try.
Yeah, I think you should do that. It's good to have a challenge, a reading challenge.
Yeah, because Merrima is famous for those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Karen, what have you been reading lately that I am interested in? Probably nothing. So I should give you another reading challenge.
That is so mean. Actually, I'm reading a transmedia book right now that I didn't mention. I want to mention it next week when I finish it, and my review is going to be going up about it. But I don't know if it's necessarily like your type of book, but I know that you really like the transmedia stuff. So I'll let you know what I think of it.
Okay, all right. Spoiler alert, Karen's reading a book and she's going to tell us about it next time. So if you guys weren't going to tune in now, you'll definitely have to tune in because we'll hear about that book. All right, this is getting too silly. Let's have some less silly people give their opinions. Let's have some listener feedback. Sarah told us, I'm so excited. I finally get to start reading Isla, which means that soon I can listen to the Book Hype review episode. Yay, we are also excited. And we retweeted that on our Twitter. That's how excited we were about that. So Sarah, that's a good reminder. You know, we have done a lot of book reviews and maybe you skipped over them at the time because you had not read the book, but you could always go back and read it and then listen to the show. Like, what have we done, Karen? We've done, we did Isla. Obviously, we did.
Well, I went back and listened to your review of Fangirl when I finished that a month ago, and you reviewed that like a year ago, and so it was really fun to go back and it was right at the beginning of Book Hype, so I was like, oh, this will be fun.
Oh yeah, I forgot we did that. See, like, I forget. Did we do a J.K. Rowling? Do we do the Silkworm or? The Casual Vacancy.
Yes, I think we did the Casual Vacancy.
Oh. I mean, what am I thinking of? The Cuckoo's Calling. Did we do that?
I think maybe we did both.
Oh, checking our own memories here. How embarrassing. We definitely reviewed Blood of Olympus because that was last week.
And House of Hades.
Oh, yeah, I was not on that because I had not read the books at that point.
Right.
So I was on that.
I could go back and listen to House of Hades now. You guys, I'm going to go back and listen to House of Hades because I have not read that book yet.
It was a good discussion because I think that was Karen, myself, and Mikal, I believe.
Yeah, we had a lot of feelings. That's what I remember the most about Bob.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to listen to House of Hades and I will report back. I'm trying to remember what else we did. We've done 17 and Gone. We've done a lot. There's a big range. We did these Broken Stars.
Yep. Queen of the Tearling.
Yeah, Queen of the Tearling.
I need to listen to your These Broken Stars ones because I really enjoyed that book. So I need to go find that one.
We have something for everyone. We have done a pretty good range of genres. So, you know, if you missed out on one, it might be worth checking back and seeing if there is one that you have since read the book for that you can now listen to. And just let us know on Twitter. Like, there's no expiration date on opinions. So we would love to hear what you have to say. Karen, do you want to take the next piece of feedback?
Yes. Lolita W. says, listening to Book Hype Blood of Olympus review, I totally didn't expect death. Rick Riordan doesn't do death, so I hoped for death just for something new. Wow, you sound
that's
like
morbid.
Kyle.
Yes.
I was going to say, that's not Kyle in disguise, is it?
That's pretty morbid of you, Lolita, but I kind of understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I
I
do
felt the
too.
same way. Like, I didn't really expect it to happen, but then I was also like, doesn't it need to happen? Like, shouldn't it happen? No, it shouldn't happen, because it didn't. But thank you for that. And Kristen, do you want to take that last one?
Sure. Irel CO3 says, finally finished Queen of the Yearling. Not so good, but I get to listen to the Book Hype podcast episode reviewing it. I
See,
haven't read
that
one.
This is like such a trend of people going back and listening to our episodes. I love this.
We didn't plan this.
We didn't plan this. I just got excited about things, apparently. Kristen, I don't know if I'd recommend it, but, you know, if you do listen to it, I mean, or read it, you can then listen to the episode and find out why we wouldn't recommend it. That's kind of the sad thing, isn't it? Yeah, add it to the list.
Like, just at the very bottom.
I just realized this. I just realized that on those episodes, like we say at the start, should you buy it or should you borrow it or whatever, but like the people who are listening to that have already read it, so they don't have the choice.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a slight flaw in our plan. We might have to rethink that one slightly.
Well, maybe they listen to the beginning part of it, and then they're like, okay, now I can go out and buy the book and then finish the episode of Book
That Hunt. Is true. That is true. We also put it in the show notes. So
yes.
Or if they got it from their local library, they can then decide whether they want to go buy it because they loved it that much and need to read it 10 more times.
That is true, because rereading, thumbs up to that.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it for Book Hype this week. That was a very silly episode, but we hope you guys enjoyed it. A bit of everything, because who doesn't love that? Next time, Karen will be telling us all about that transmedia book, and something else will be happening that we have yet to decide. But
don't tell them that.
No, we just like, they don't know. Like, I could have decided everything. We could be planned to April. Good joke. One thing that we don't have is we don't have any review books coming up yet. So if there's a book you would like us to do a review episode on, or something upcoming that you think we might like or that you're interested in, make sure to let us know on Twitter at Book Hype, because we often take suggestions from you guys for those. And even if we don't end up doing a whole episode about it, who knows, one of us will read it probably, and we can let you know what we thought about it anyway. So that's it for Book Hype. We'll be back next week. Until then, I'm Marima.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Kristen.
Book Hype out. Later.
Bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're in a gang now, apparently.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
Today.
We're done. Okay. Bye.